need a whole lot of fancy words back there.
Bless your name and we praise your name. Thank you.
watching yourself. That's the one that gave you a testimony this morning. That's the one that, the reason why you got up early this morning. That's the reason why you came down the highway. That's the reason why, even though you might have had an ache and a pain, you were still able to give God the praise because you have a testimony about what God has done in your life. I say you got a testimony about what God has brought you through in your life. You got a testimony of how you made it through last year. You got a testimony of how God continued to pay your bills. You got a testimony to let you know that you got a reasonable portion of health and strength. The old folks today woke me up early this morning and started me on my way. Had a reasonable portion of health and strength. And the blood was still running, turning warm through my veins, So I got a testimony about how good God has been. Amen. Amen. We saw asking folks this morning, amen, to share their testimony this morning. And we were talking with Dr. Lindsay. Amen. Good morning, Dr. Lindsay.
Okay, so firstly, Father God, that's praise God this morning.
Yeah, praise.
Another beautiful Sunday morning.
Praise.
I pray God that He blessed me to be here one more time.
Yeah.
As we were coming from the site that we were discussing how long it had been since we had been in the house of the Lord again. And I thank God because the last time I was here, God allowed me to share a word on the uninvited guest.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And all about that faith.
Because
yeah. Anytime we come to the house of God, we have never an uninvited guest. We are always welcome in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So my heart was glad that I could come here one more time and worship Him. The truly is the mighty God of the name. He has brought me, hallelujah, a mighty long way. So I give Him all the glory. I give Him all the honor and all the grace today.
Thank you. for just a moment.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God is just awesome. So sometimes I just be in awe, just don't know what to say. He is just awesome, awesome. I'm just so grateful for the things that he has done for me. I'm glad also to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. I'm thankful that God allowed a way for me to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful, a mighty long way. So he's been better to me than I could absolutely ever be to myself. And I'm just so grateful for all the things that he's done for me. Never does anything good for me. He's already done that. That's all for me.
Praise the Lord,
sir.
Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord, sir. So I'm just thankful to be in the house right now. I just want to let somebody know, I don't know who this word is for, but I keep hearing this in my spirit. It's okay to be alone. God can't move with all that junk up in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can go back to the Bible, when Jesus healed a little girl, at first when he came into the house, it was all of this noise and all this carry on going on. But when the people were removed, God touched her, she got up. Some things in your life, you have to get rid of the junk in order for God to start working in your life. The very same people that are smiling in your face are praying for your downfall. So you got to just remove them out of the way and let God have his way. I don't know who was that for, but it's okay to be alone. It's all right to be by yourself. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to feel like nobody cares. See, because you're supposed to care about your cares on God because he cares for you. So sometimes God has to move the people out of your life. Sometimes you got to be in an isolation situation where it's just you and the Lord. You will change. We won't even look the same anymore. The Moses of God is a burning bush.
God. You understand what I'm saying? He ain't bringing you here fear from you to be scared. See, a lot of us Christians are scared. All the things that's going on in the world, the shootings, the wars, the rumors of war, we're scared. But God already told us that these things are going to happen. But God said that you make them correct you, that 10,000 will be on your left and 10,000 will be on your right, but it won't come through.
Come on now.
I was grateful to be back here once again.
Yeah.
Thank God for what you're doing for everybody here.
Yeah.
Grateful to be back in church. All I can say is when I'm not here, I miss it.
Yeah.
And I thank God for being me. And I'm praying that continue to bless each and every one.
And we're going to have a high time in the name of the Lord. I love you all. Have a blessed week.
On the phone line, amen. I'll go to our first caller. Last 4 digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank God for another day. I want to thank God for giving me you, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God Baptist Church, a rock that has been there for me, that has kept me strong, kept me believing, and kept me in connection with our Heavenly Father. I want to thank God that I am able to move about, to still lift my hands in prayer, and praise my Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord, for one more day. One more day. It's been a pleasure just listening to Sunday school this morning, listening to the testimonies this morning of praise and worship for the Lord. I pray that we all will take what we receive today and touch someone else and give them what we have, the power, the love of God. And as the word says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We serve a purpose on this earth, and God has given us the ability to spread his word and touch someone else. You all be blessed. Have a blessed Sunday and stay safe. God bless you. I love you all.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Good morning, Heart of God Church. To God be the glory for all that he's done for me. He is good, and he is good all the time. God is a good God. He's a great God. He can do anything but fail. He can move so many mountains, and he has out of my way. God is a wonderful God. I never worry. I never fret. For God Almighty has never failed me yet. Though rebuked and scorned, I know that I've been reborn. For God is a wonderful God. I thank God for another day. I give thanks to the Lord. For he is good, and his grace and his mercy endure forever. Have a blessed day, everyone. I love you. I love God. I thank you all for your prayers and all he's continuing to do in my life. I feel it and I know it every day. Be blessed and be safe.
Amen. 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 Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 7611. 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Lord, give me another second chance. He knows the problems that I got to go through. He knows my mind and he knows my heart. I'm so glad that he touched me this morning and touched my eyes and my limbs to move, to give me another second chance to stay above this ground and give him homage and praise his holy name. I miss everybody, and I know that he knows me better than I know myself. But I thank God for this morning, for being able to rise up and say, good morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn, First Lady, and the Heart of God Baptist Church family. It's just so wonderful to be able to say, God bless you, everyone. And Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he has brought me this far, O Heavenly Father. When I need him, he's there. And when I just feel like the world is almost sometimes coming to an end, all I do is call his name. And he said, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And he don't let me forget. So to God be all the glory. And I know that he's here for all of us who's hearing me now. And may you have a blessed week this coming week. And please, please stay safe.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Thank God for all the prayers and all the testimonies. It's good to be able to hear everyone's voice and to know that God is still blessing us. Amen. God is still keeping us. God is still making a way. And we can hear that in everyone's testimony. Thank God for Deacon Bryce, who's going online. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Worshiping and praising God. So I'm going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer before we get to the Word. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she would get ready to lead us in prayer. We know that God still is a prayer answering God. Amen. Thank God for the witness of Jules. And she said, hey, move some mountains out of the way. Amen. That showed up faith. Amen. Know that he has. Amen. So many great things in our lives. We're going to ask Reverend Lindsay, she would come and lead us in prayer at this time.
Let's prepare for prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, just praising you and blessing you because you are God and you're God alone. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us from the time we were conceived in our mother's womb up until now. Your grace and your mercy have brought us, Lord. Nothing that we've done on our own that's been so good, but just because you are a loving and a kind God. And so we want to bless you this morning. We want to say thank you. We want to say just praise your holy and righteous name.
Yeah.
Because you and you alone deserve these praises this morning. And oh God, if it had not been for you on us, God, where would we be? So we thank you, Father. We thank you for your hand of love that has guided us and have kept us along the way. And Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, oh God, that continue to guide us and lead us, oh God. And so, Father God, we come this morning with a humble spirit, oh God. We come this morning with a heart of thanksgiving and praise, oh God. We come lifting you up because truly thou art worthy to be praised. And before we ask you for anything, oh God, we ask that you would look on these hearts, Father. And if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, we ask that you would wash us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, as you wash us, we pray that you would fill us with more and more of your love, more and more of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, more and more of you. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you for the blessing. And then, Father God, we ask that your sweet Holy Spirit would come in and just suck with us a little while and move from heart to heart and breath to breath. And, oh, God, as you stay with us, Father, continue, oh, Father God, to let your word, Father God, to penetrate our spirit, oh, God. Father God, that we will be strengthened from on high. And, Father God, I ask your blessing of fantastic came on this morning, that you will be his help, his strength, and his way maker. Continue to build him up where he's going down. Continue to give him revelation. will let them know, Father, that you paid it all for them. You paid it all. You shed your blood, Jesus, that we might live through you, Father. And we thank you. We thank you for your righteousness. And we thank you for the truth. And, oh God, we pray that you will look on First Lady today. Let her go out and her coming in. Strengthen her as she teaches every day, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the entire church, oh God. The entire heart of God, that's the church, oh God. Father God, you know what they're standing in need of. Some of them need food, some need clothing, some need jobs, some need healing, some just need peace of mind this morning, Jesus. Whatever the need is, Father, I pray that you will lead them, oh God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, that they will know that it only comes from your hand. And then, Father God, I pray that you will look on those that are sick and shut in. Look on Dick and Bryce. Look on Trustee Randolph. Look on Sister Stephen. Look on Mom and Papa Richardson. I pray for Pastor Gregory and Evangelist Gregory. I pray for the K-Star family. I pray for the Johnson family. Oh, God, I pray that you will look on those servant leaders everywhere. All your pastors, oh God, and then those, Father God, that are sitting or staying in nursing homes, Father God, those that are convalescing at home, oh God, we pray for you, we pray for students and teachers and parents, God, yes, oh God, Father God, we pray for prayer warriors throughout this world, oh God, and then, Father God, we pray for mankind this morning, whatever the need is, Jesus. You got it because you are more than enough. And I pray, Father, that you will meet every need according to your riches this morning for your darling son, Jesus. Oh, God, continue to keep us open and deep. Speak your will, speak in your purpose. That your name is just the glory, the honor, and the praise. And when we have done all that we can do, we pray, Father, that you will give us a resting place in your kingdom. That every day, your name will be praised, and you alone will get this glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Other so that we can edify, we can build up, and we can
give God the glory. Amen? Amen. Is it all right? And on Sunday after Sunday, amen, we thank God that His Spirit comes in, and He comes in and sits with us,
yes,
fellowships with us, and gives us what we need.
Amen?
Amen. God is not a sometime God. God is not a sometime God. Amen. See, I might get an attitude with
you.
I can always talk about me. I know y'all don't get attitudes. Amen. I might get an attitude with you. Amen. I might have some beef with you. Amen. Amen. But you know what God does? God said, I'm going to love you in spite of you. Lord have mercy. God, you know, Dr. Frank, you know what God said? God, I'm going to look past your fault and keep you
deep. That's right.
Is that all right? Amen. Amen. What else did he say, Dr. Lindsay? Dr. Lindsay, he said, while you were yet.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to die with an ungod. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. In other words, God, I know you're going to act up. Amen. But I still got this thing. Amen. We know on last week we went back to the first book of the Bible, amen. And we talked about breaking news with Adam and Eve, amen. They fell for the what? The Ohio, amen. And it was a thing where they believed the devil, they believed Satan over God. They believed Satan's word over God's word. They believed the enemy's word over God's word. And that's why they fell for the okey-doke. Amen? And because they fell for the okey-doke is why we are in the condition, this world is in the condition we are right now. Lord have mercy. Because they fell for the okey-doke, this world is in the condition that it is right now. Amen? And in other words, because they chose, amen, to believe the devil, instead of God, amen, man, woman, and all creation in the earth was cursed. Lord have mercy. Amen. Because the devil, amen, was more subtle than any beast of the field. That's what the word is. Is that what the word is? And this thing chewed on me so much, I had to go get a new toy, y'all. Lord have mercy. Because in my voice, I wasn't seeming like I was getting over. So I said, let me go get some other voices in the box.
Okay.
Amen. To see, amen, if, amen, we can get a little more into this thing so people can get an understanding, amen. There's a lot of voices out there trying to get us to do a lot of different things.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Look at somebody. You can't listen to everybody.
Okay.
Amen. But in my mind, my brother Anthony, amen, my son, brother Anthony, in my mind, amen, when in chapter 3 the devil spoke to Eve, after God told Adam, amen, not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, amen, I can hear God saying it like this. If you go to chapter 2, amen. And you go to verses 16 and 17. In my mind, this is what God sounded like when he spoke to Adam.
But the Lord God commanded the man, said, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt what? Surely.
So in my mind, I can see Satan sitting over there talking about, oh, he's talking, but I can talk too. And so in my mind, this is what Satan sounded like, amen, when he began to get his plan in together.
Well,
I might not have to
eat it, God.
but I still gonna make some mess in the kingdom. I still gonna do some stuff in the Garden of Eden. I'm gonna mess with Eve, and I'm gonna mess with Adam, and I'm gonna mess with God. Because they're gonna believe me more than they believe God. And so that's what in my mind is Satan. And so he got his plan together, amen. And so he went and he talked to Eve, Genesis 3rd chapter, verse 1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And then he goes on back to this and he says, and the serpent said to the woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Did God say, hey, shall you not eat of every tree of the garden? And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, now Satan speaking. But where is Adam?
Nowhere
to be found. Where is Adam? In other words, here Satan is speaking to your woman.
Hold on.
I said, Satan is speaking to your woman, amen. And in my mind, Adam somewhere over there talking about how good he made the things of the earth, amen. He had a little bit of pitch correction going on in his verse. This man, Adam has his pitch correction thing going on in his voice. Everything that I made is what the hell it would be. I am the one who has dominion. Yeah. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. How in the world, can you be over there saying and talking about you got dominion over everything and the devil is speaking to your woman? He's leaving his woman exposed to the enemy. Breaking news. Adam and Eve fell, amen, to the okey-doke of Satan and the God, because Adam was over there talking about everything that I made, because I got dominion over it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Why can't you tell the devil that he should leave your woman alone? Why didn't you tell the devil that this is what thus says the Lord? Why didn't you tell the woman this is what we need to do? Because he was still over there talking about everything that I made, I got a meaning over it. So here we go. We got this thing where God gave Adam the word. Satan said, this is what Satan said again. He said, I'm going to cause them to fall. I'm going to cause them to stumble. I'm going to cause them to go against God. Even though God said in his word, And so what we got to do is we got to see what God said, Lord have mercy, and what the enemy said to the woman, all right? Y'all want to hear what the woman said?
Come on.
You want to hear what the woman said? In verse 2, chapter 3, verse 2, the woman said,
Oh, God, and we may love the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die.
So she had the word, but she added a little song to the word. So what's happening here is that Adam has left his wife exposed to the enemy. The woman is added to the word, and Adam is still over there doing pitch correction. He's talking about everything that I name is be like, well, wait a minute. What in the world is happening? Why aren't they doing what God said to do? And the reason why they're doing what God said they not do is because Satan is sick. Because Satan will try to trick you. Because Satan will try to distort God's word. And he's trying to do it today, my brothers and sisters. And so if you look at verse 4, Satan says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. In other words, serpent was smooth. Ladies, you know about the smooth brothers. Amen. Amen. Smooth probably look good. He's kind of good. You know, he got that way of talking. When he's looking at you, blinking at you, winking at you, touching you, let you know, amen, that he interested in you for the moment. Amen. And he says that God is alive. He says, for God does know in the day that he is thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing what good and evil. In other words, he said, I'm trying to let you know that God is holding back on you. I'm trying to let you know that God doesn't want you to have it. God don't want you to be like him. God wants to hold something back from you. God doesn't want you to prosper. God doesn't want to have the best for you. God is a God that is the type of God that will keep things, good things, from his people. And this is the way Satan rolls and calls God a liar. And in this particular moment, why isn't Adam doing something? Lord have mercy. Ladies, do you get patience when your brother don't do what you want him to do when you want him to do it? Do y'all get impatient when you say, can you do X, Y, and Z? And he is doing L, B, and Q?
Yep. I'm just looking.
Is there a spirit that rises up in you called nag? The spirit of nag. The spirit of nag. We will rise up, amen, in the woman. And if Satan is persistent enough, amen, he'll cause that nag, amen, to turn into action. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Come here with me. And when he, in other words, what will happen is Satan will say, well, he ain't gonna do it. You know, no, I'm sitting here telling you about God and what God said, and he ain't gonna respond. So what you all know, boy? Because he's over there playing that pitch correction stuff. And you talk about, I don't care what you named it. I want to have something done about what's going on in my life. And ladies, you know you got a lot going on in your life. You want some things to happen to change in your life. And sometimes if your man ain't doing the things that you want in your life, the spirit of nag will jump up. Amen. If you don't do it fast enough, you're going to do it what?
Yourself.
You're going to do it what? You'll say. Amen. That thing will rise up. That thing will rise up. Amen. And that thing you know, amen. You're doing it. Amen. Yourself. Amen. This is the breaking news. Amen. Everything, amen, that you want done is not for you, wait for it, to do. She should have waited, amen, for Brother Pitt's correction.
Come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
cause I said, if we even we shall die. Are you
too
slow for? Are you cause I said, if we will die. And so, she is all up in Satan's grill. And Satan's on my glass. You know, go ahead and take the fruit.
Yeah.
You know, God hold back on your husband over there. He's thinking that crazy just to rest and stuff. He ain't paying attention to you. And all you want to do is get some fruit.
Mm.
Right? Change it. Make sense to y'all, right? All you want to do is get what? All I want some fruit. And so what she says, go to heaven, she says,
to obey me and obey my word, submit unto my word,
and I will give you life. And not only life, but life abundant, what? Hey. So here they are in the God on the hills, waiting to see what's going to happen. And we're looking for Adam to step up. And so, fellas, this is what we were talking about last week. God is expecting us to step up for our man. Lord have mercy. God is expecting us to step up for our family. Somebody look at the man and say, God is expecting you to step up for your family. Now, this is the part, fellas. This is the part, fellas, that's rough. When your woman is off the chain, and she gonna do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, she gonna have an attitude with you.
Come on.
She gonna have an attitude with God, and she gonna have an attitude with sin.
Come on.
Amen. And this is what God is expecting you to do when she has an attitude. Oh, in her mercy. Because God told you that you were what? The head.
Okay.
Amen. Because God made you first, and then the woman came out of you. Amen. You have the responsibility that no matter how off the chain the woman in the family is, to stand up, amen, and lean and depend on God until God makes it right. So when the kids off the chain, it's on you. When the wife is off the chain, what? It's on you. When the folks on the job is off the chain, it's on you. When everything has got chaos and chaotic, amen, you can't fall down, but you got to stand up and say that God has made me, amen, hey, the head of the household, and give me the responsibility and the authority to be able to call it out, to be able to pray, to be able to anoint, and to be able to do the things that God has said in his word until that situation is resolved. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know this was a rough stuff. But if you go to Ephesians, Lord have mercy, this is what I was looking for last week. I'm going to let y'all know in a few minutes. Amen. God. See, too many times we read the Bible too fast. Too many times we get to a place where things are just going on, drama has happened, the man's acting the way, the kid's acting the way, the woman's acting the way. But we don't get to the root cause of why stuff keeps acting and the drama keeps continuing. Look at somebody say, why does the drama keep continuing? Because the man and the woman still, amen, a former boy, don't you know? Look at somebody who is fighting with his wrong. So God says, all right, let me break this down in Jesus' eyes. And he says, I want to talk to y'all about the husband and the wife. In verse 5, chapter 5, verse 18. When you understand this thing, you'll begin to see how Satan is still playing a role in the drama of this world. Satan is still playing a role in the drama of this world. So when you have drama in your life, there's an underlying thing that is trying to get you to do things that are not what thus said the Lord. I'm going to go back to verse 15. Seeing then as you walk circumspectly, not as fools. The devil wants you to be like a fool. Ephesians 5:15. But as wise. God wants you to be wise. Look at somebody say, God wants you to be wise. And you can't be wise when you're acting like a fool. And so when the husband's acting like a fool, he's not what? Wise. When the woman's acting like a fool, she's not what? Wise. Amen? But we have to do this in verse 16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil. In other words, there's evil in this day that's being conducted by Satan that was trying to get the man and the woman and the family to act unwise and act fools. The one that you love, the one that you're welcome to struggle, why in the world would you say and do something to hurt them? But the ones that you love are the ones that you hurt, what? The most. The ones that you the ones that you love and cherish, and they're the ones that get the most sharp words out of your mouth.
Come on now.
Have I got a witness? Yeah. They're the ones that you can easily just blow on because they're there all the time and they ain't going nowhere. And you can just say whatever you will, whenever you want to. But that's evil. And God says you're not acting wise, but you're acting like fools. And so now what happens is the drama in the house spills over to the drama in the street, spills over to the drama in the school, spills over to the drama in the community, spills over to the drama in the state, spills over to the drama in the country, spills over to the drama in the world. And so what he says in verse 17, he says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but be what? Understanding what the will of the what? Lord is. See, Adam and Eve in the garden, they understood, amen, what made them feel good.
Right.
They understood, amen, it stroked their ego. They understood the environment they were in, but they didn't understand the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord was them to be able to obey him in spite of the temptation to disobey him. And so what did he go on? He says, verse 18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But too many times in our personal lives, we're trying to fulfill or self-medicate. I'm meddling now. We try to self-medicate instead of let the Spirit of God medicate. Instead of getting the Spirit of God to medicate in our situation and drama, amen, we'll go to the liquor store and get the Spirit of Johnny Walker. The Spirit of Jack Daniel, the Spirit of Buddy Wiser, the Spirit of, amen, of all of those things that are sitting in the cabinet and in the cooler at the liquor store. The guys, the safe way, and everything else. Amen? And then we're trying to get it with the Spirit of Mary Jane, amen, the Spirit of bro, the Spirit of reef, or the Spirit of marijuana, whatever your particular drug is. We're trying to support and self-medicate, amen, because, amen, the trouble and the evil of the day is real, and sometimes we can't take it, so I need to smoke something, drink something, shoot something, or buy something in order for me to deal with what's going on in the world. Am I walking down somebody's street? And so after the end of the day, you don't feel like it because all the trouble you went home, and now the first thing is your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbor are paying stuff off the chain, and you can't take it no more. So instead of shooting, killing, and stabbing them or beating them up, you go in and self-medicate with that little thing that you rolled in a funny paper to drink. Try to self-medicate so you don't have to hurt nobody up in here. Up in here. Amen? Because the evil day is there. And it ain't going to leave you alone. It's going to try. Every day it's going to try. Have you ever tried to go a day without cussing? I'm going to cuss. But the Spirit, God says, be filled with the Spirit. And this is what I learned, what God has told me. He said, you got to speak to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, sing and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the key. You got to keep a song in your spirit. You got to keep a word, a hymn in your spirit. You got to be able to sing your way through the drama. Look at somebody and say, sing your way through what? The drama. Amen? So you got to get to the place where you got that unison thing going on with God. And that unison thing on God says, I will bless the Lord all time. And his praise will continually be in my mouth. And even you can do a little pitch correction. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. And so, you gotta be able to hold that thing in. and I'm going to let you go. You got to be able to hold that thing in and say, I'm not going to be unwise and act like a fool,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to be wise and follow the Spirit. And so instead of me cussing, instead of me fussing, instead of me complaining, instead of me hurting people with my words, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing a song to God.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I'm going to sing a song. And the tune might not be, that's why the pitch correction is there. The tune might not be legible and understanding to somebody else. But God knows your tune. God knows what you're thinking. God knows your heart. He said, make a melody in your heart. God knows what you're going through. And when you begin to sing that song to God, God will give you the medicine, the spiritual medication, the spiritual fortitude, the spiritual stability to be able to make it through the trauma for that day.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that day is because there's going to be some more drama on what? Tomorrow. And yesterday, no, I can't do nothing about that. And tomorrow may never be mine. But on today, God, give me the strength. Give me the ability. Give me the word. Give me the spiritual strength to be able to make it through what? Today. And that's not what Adam and Eve did in the garden. Adam left his life exposed to the enemy. They didn't know that the enemy was trying to make him look like a fool. He didn't understand the spirit that his wife had, and she liked to nag when it didn't get done right away. She didn't understand the spirit that her husband had, that he liked to procrastinate and do it at the last minute. But so instead of them coming together and saying, well, let's find out what the Lord's will is and do his will, they did their own what? Hey. And so look what God says. He says, giving thanks, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, in order for you to have that song, it says you need to give God the thanks. When you begin to start thanking God, what happens is that builds up a spirit of thanksgiving in your spirit, in your life, that you will be able to thank God even in the midst of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. To be able to thank God in the midst of what? The drama. But God will give you power and strength. Amen? And the will to go on. The will to go on. We're looking to do his will. He'll give you strength. He'll give you power. And he'll give you the will to go on. And this will be the song, amen, that you'll be able to sing to make it through. And so in verse 21, we're going to leave off right here. We're going to sing a song. In verse 21, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear or the respect of God. So in order for me to make it through, my wife to make it through, in order for you, your wife or your significant other to make it through, what you have to do is you have to have a healthy fear or respect with God, and you have to have a love for them in spite of them. So ladies, instead of nagging, sing a song. So fellas, instead of complaining, sing a song. And sing a song. And the song that came into my heart, God gave me this song, is called Power. It's called Power, Strength, and the Will to Go On. And it's sang in a harmony tune. I tried to sing it in a harmony tune. And it's just a real simple song. And it says, you give me strength. You give me power and the will to go on. And it's real simple. And as you sing it and you begin to get it in your spirit, and in spite of the day, trouble and drama, you'll still be able to make it through. You'll still be able to treat your husband with respect. You'll still be able to treat your wife with respect. You'll still be able to act like a wise person instead of a foolish person in your communities, in your home. You'll be able to trust that God will give you the spirit to be able to make it through whatever you're going through on that day. And some days are more difficult than others. Amen? But when we recognize our shortcomings, when we recognize when we fall short, and we begin to start having that melody in our spirit, our melody in our heart, what happens is God will give us the ability to make it through.
And before you know it, amen, today will transfer into tomorrow. And you'll say, God, I thank you that you gave me strength, that you gave me the power to make it through. And I got to figure this note out, but here we go. We're going to try it.
You give me strength and power. You give me strength and the will to go on. You give me strength and the power. You give me strength and the will to go on.
Understand that it's not the will of God.
nation, set an example to the world, especially your sister, about the will of God by how we speak and we love one another. The record declares that it was told that we are not the type, but we have love one for another. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God, the breathing liberals that Adam and Eve are to tell for the okie doke. We're going to go to part three next week, so we're going to bring it to you. And the great don't die. Lord willing, we'll be able to think a little deeper. Amen. About the wisdom. The wisdom and the power, the love, the will of God. Amen. All right. Let's pray. First of all, God, our Father, we thank you again for what our ears have heard, our eyes have seen, our hearts have felt. We thank you for your word, God, that gives us instructions and correction of how we should interact with each other, the love and the will that we should have, the will of our Father, how we should behave in this God and act like you, that we should use the wisdom of you and not the foolishness of the enemy, how we should depend on your spirit and give us love and power to be able to handle the stress, to be able to handle the day-to-day stress, the day-to-day challenges and trauma that comes our way. God, we live in this world. We are not exempt from challenges and trauma and ups and downs. But your word from the Spirit will guide us and give us what we need. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, take your rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. We redeem the Lord. Sing together. Amen.